Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. During the summer months, a lot of Marylanders love to drive around the back roads of our state looking for unexpected adventures. Now, if you happen to be anywhere near the water, whether Eastern Shore or Western, you might want to keep your eyes peeled for some little shops that sell the bounty of the bay. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, there are some amazing and totally unexpected fish out there that are really very good eating.
I agree, and obviously rockfish gets the Hall of Fame of fish from the bay, and delicious, don't get me wrong, but there are a lot of interesting, lesser-known treasures from the Chesapeake that we can delve into.
That's right, and I think one of the easiest to find is the blue catfish.
Blue cat. This is an invasive species. DNR is not super proud of that sort of taking over the estuaries. But here's the deal. It's not the muddy catfish that we're used to from, say, down south.
Right.
It's actually a very white, flaky fish.
Mm-hmm.
They can be quite large.
You can
get some really beautiful fillets. I'm happy to pan fry it and serve it up with tomatoes and corn salsa from mm-hmm. Maryland. But quite frankly, if you're a fish and chips fan, it actually makes a better fish and chips than something like cod or one of those other light, flaky fishes.
Yeah, I agree.
It's really flavorful and quite delicious.
If you're preparing it yourself, there is a dark streak down the
bloodline, which many fish have.
Yeah, just
you
get rid
definitely
of that.
Cut that out because it is a little earthy.
That's right. But after that, it's good to go. Perfectly delicious.
Agreed.
Fish. Now, a few years ago, there was a bizarre species known as the snakehead that was terrorizing the public imagination.
Wandering outside of the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, you're climbing around, going across sidewalks and streets and everything.
Yep.
Hitching a ride on a bus, I don't know. But it became known as the Frankenfish.
Right.
And it's a pretty ugly customer, no doubt about
it. Certainly.
But I was hanging out with some watermen a few weeks ago, and they said, you know what? It's an extremely tasty fish.
It is. I think it's sort of dwindling in terms of its species. We've done a nice job of trying to
cutting
get it out of the bay.
Yeah.
But if you can find it, it actually is a great fish for roasting or grilling.
They do like it. Yep. Now, another one is, well, we all heard of pufferfish, right?
Sure.
Yeah, they can kill you if you do it right.
Right.
We have a pufferfish in here in Maryland, and it's not poisonous.
No.
And it gets sold as something called sea squab.
Yes.
And this is why you have to go looking for those little bayside.
This one is definitely a bycatch of many things. And there's a lot of guys who don't necessarily have sea squab. But if you can find it, it's quite delicious.
It's quite good. So don't be afraid of that one. Now, I had the opportunity to go out with a couple watermen on Kent Island and go fishing for eel.
Which and there are a ton of in the bay.
There is a ton of it. And it's sort of a side project, sort of a side hustle for a lot of watermen.
Uh-huh.
And we caught quite a bit. And I will tell you one thing. I had some gloves on. They said, try to pick it up. You cannot pick those guys
right,
up.
Right,
they
right.
are really absolutely slippery. Now, I had something of a food aversion to eel. I just didn't want to try it. But a lot of people said they love it on sushi.
Yeah, sushi, like eel with the eel sauce, it's a great way to have sushi.
And a lot of people said, well, you know, it does taste sort of like chicken. So
yes.
I did go to a restaurant in Washington where they prepare it. And guess what? It tastes a lot like chicken thigh, but with the texture of calamari.
Sure.
So not bad. It's a very dry fish.
Yes.
No fat. So you have to have something, some kind of, you said there's an eel sauce.
Yeah.
That you use, and that's the way to go. So some really good ideas for alternative fish.
Yes.
Have fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.